This is NITV Radio News. I'm Bethan Smolenik. In this bulletin, the Walpiri community calls for the trial of a police officer who fatally shot an Indigenous teenager to remain in Alice Springs. Police remove six new bodies from New Zealand's Whakaari White Island. And in tennis, Australia's Ash Barty is named WTA Player of the Year. A Northern Territory judge will decide whether the trial of a police officer charged with the shooting murder of a 19-year-old Indigenous man should be moved from Alice Springs. Constable Zachary Rolfe faced Alice Springs local court via video link from Canberra yesterday, with defence lawyers asking for the case to be heard in Darwin. Constable Rolfe is charged with the murder of Kamunjay Walker, having shot him at his home on the 9th of November. The Walpiri community is calling for the case to not be moved. Mr. Walker's cousin, Samara Fernandez-Brown, argues moving it will deny local Aboriginal communities the opportunity to be involved in the case.
So it's really, really difficult for us to get family and anyone that needs to get in every time. It just costs so much money that we don't really have, that we're relying on the generosity of strangers. So that it's really frustrating when courts are being postponed.
New Zealand police report six new bodies have been recovered from Whakaari White Island during today's retrieval mission. The death toll from the volcano's eruption now stands at 14, with a further two people still missing. More than 20 others are being treated in hospital for injuries sustained in the incident. New Zealand Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement says getting the bodies off the island has always been their priority.
Interviews that we've done of those that were there on the island immediately after the eruption, and the drone footage and the other footage that we've got access to, that we can see six bodies, okay? But we know that we are missing eight people. We know exactly where they are, those six people. So our first priority will be to get those six people off.
The local Maori community, the Ngati Awa, gathered this morning to pray for those carrying out the retrieval, as well as for the victims. The tribe's chief, Poroto Naropo, says the community feels the pain of those who lost loved ones.
We're very emotional today, and felt the love and support. And I must say, in my speech, and I was standing to orate on the marae and give the spiritual acknowledgement of those that have passed on White Island, I was very emotional, and I cried, and as did the families, as part of that sort of healing process. So it's That's an important part as well. You know, even though we haven't retrieved them yet, the ceremonial processes for the dead has already started.
GNS Science has predicted a 50 to 60% chance of further eruptions in the next 24 hours. Seven West Media has settled a lawsuit with residents of the remote Indigenous community over last year's infamous Stolen Generations panel on the breakfast show Sunrise. Seven will issue an apology, pay the 15 members of the Indigenous group an undisclosed amount of money, and cover their legal costs. It comes after the federal court approved a settlement between Seven and the Indigenous group from Yirrkala, Northern Territory. The controversial 13th of March segment, which the Australian Communications and Media Authority later found breached standards, saw an all-non-Indigenous panel debate whether white families should adopt Indigenous children they described as abused. Firefighters in New South Wales continue to battle over 120 fires burning in the state, over half of which are uncontained. Bushfires are also burning in Queensland, Victoria, and in Western Australia, a blaze north of Perth is proving difficult to bring under control. The National Fire Emergency has prompted the government to unveil an $11 million aerial firefighting fund. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the money will help emergency crews fighting the fires by more aircrafts or extend leases on planes.
There are increasing cost pressures on some of these aviation assets, and there is also the need to have the ability to concurrently deal with multiple fire threats around the country. So we have responded to that advice that has come up from the fire chiefs. The decision was not taken recently. It was taken over the course of preparing for the mid-year update and in response to the requests that have been made.
Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese has defended his decision to tour mining companies while simultaneously pushing for government action on climate change. Mr. Albanese is touring around Queensland to try and rebuild support for Labor, with the party's primary vote in the state during the election dropping to just 27.4%. climate change action has been key to Labor's policies, and Mr Albanese argues supporting coal doesn't reduce the commitment. He says Australia's economy needs the coal industry until the country transitions to renewables.
We have a federal government that, far from leading, isn't even following on climate change, on renewables, on embracing the future. I'm firmly of the view that good policy on climate change and moving towards cleaner energy will create jobs, will reduce prices, as well as reducing emissions.
A group of clergymen from the Pacific has warned Prime Minister Scott Morrison Australia's coal industry is killing the island region. General Secretary of the Pacific Council of Churches, Fijian clergyman James Bhagwan, delivered the warning at the COP25 climate conference in Madrid. Reverend Bhagwan stressed each lump of coal burnt adds to the deteriorating situation in the Pacific, and Mr Morrison must act. A warning Mr Morrison has dismissed, as he argues Australia is already working with its Pacific neighbours on climate change solutions. Meanwhile, teen activist and newly named Times Person of the Year, Greta Thunberg, has called on leaders at the summit to listen to Indigenous people and their recommendations for caring for the environment.
It is so incredibly important that we listen to Indigenous people, because they are suffering and their rights are being violated across the world. And they are also among the ones who are being hit the most by the climate and environmental emergency. And also, they have been living in balance with nature for hundreds of years. We need to listen to them, because they have valuable knowledge we need in this crucial time of crisis.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party is projected to comfortably win Britain's general election. The exit poll indicates the Conservatives will win 368 seats, enough to give them a majority in the UK's 650-seat parliament. If the exit poll is correct in its prediction, a majority government will give Mr Johnson the ability to take the UK out of the EU with his Brexit deal next month. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi has called on International Court of Justice judges to dismiss an accusation of genocide against the country's Rohingya minority. Gambia has accused Myanmar of violating the 1948 Genocide Convention in a military campaign that expelled more than 730,000 Rohingyas from the country, and it has asked the International Court of Justice to order provisional measures to prevent more harm. But Ms. Suu Kyi has denied the accusation of genocide against the Muslim minority and says the ICJ shouldn't have jurisdiction in the case. She says Myanmar's justice system should be given a chance to work first.
Where a country has a military justice system, neutralising this system by externalising justice, in effect, surgically removes a critical limb from the body, the limb that helps armed forces to self-correct, to improve, to better perform their functions within the constitutional order.
Turning to sport, in tennis, Australia's Ashleigh Barty has been named the Women's Tennis Association Player of the Year. The award comes after a very successful year for the 23-year-old, having won her first Grand Slam singles title at the French Open in June and finishing 2019 ranked women's world number one. A ranking no Australian female tennis player since Yvonne Goolagong-Cowley in 1976 had reached, with Barty's year total of 57 match wins also the most of any Australian player. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 41. Cloud clearing in Adelaide, 23. Cloudy for Melbourne, 20. Hobart, shower or two, 21. Smoke haze in Canberra, 26. A possible shower for Wollongong, 20. Cloudy in Sydney, 23. Much the same in Newcastle, also 23. Mostly sunny in Albury-Wodonga, 28. A shower or two and a possible storm in Brisbane, 30. Sunny for Townsville, 34. Mostly sunny in Cairns, 34 as well. Sunny for Alice Springs, 35. Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 35. And in the Torres Strait Islands, hot and partly cloudy, 30. That was NITV Radio News.